This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. We are back to talk about bike lanes and specifically the safety aspect. We've been talking about road safety, lots of collisions around town, and partly because the season is changing and people aren't adjusting their driving. And we really have to do just that. So yesterday we learned that City Hall is recommending that we keep the controversial bike lanes. So I want to know, do people, whether you are a driver, a cyclist, or a pedestrian, do you feel safer with bike lanes? We don't have too much time for this segment, so I'm going to start with our callers. And we've got Paul in Toronto. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
My concern is aggressive cyclists, passive cyclists, and especially coming to a left turn lane and a right turn lane, who has right of way? And cyclists seem to have no regard for the driver. And they seem to, well, like I said, they seem very aggressive and dominating on the road. As a driver, you watch for them. I'm all for cycle lanes. I'm all for cyclists to have right to the road. But it's almost a point where people don't know how to ride bicycles. They should maybe obey the laws and learn and have driver's licenses themselves, because you've got the aggressive cyclists and a lot of adults and delivery people, and then you've got the passive and unaware cyclists, like children and just kids going to school and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, we notice the really aggressive cyclists, even though I don't know how many of them are actually out there, but I know that when I see one, that's what you remember, and that's part of it.
So,
sorry? Hello? Hello?
What is the law? What are the police doing about that?
Well, they enforce when they're around, but they're not around when you see the bad stuff happening. They can't be everywhere.
But anybody can get on a bicycle and drive wherever they want, and they don't have to obey any law. They just do what they want.
Well, that's not exactly true. But they are supposed to obey the rules of the road, and a cop can ask them for their ID, but they can probably say no or make something up. Anyway, thanks for your call, Paul. Okay, I am afraid we are running out of time on this, so I'll just take a brief. We'll talk to Jared Cole, who is the executive director of Cycle Toronto. Hey, Jared.
Hey, Libby.
Sorry, we're basically running out of time on this, but just what can you tell us briefly about safety and bike lanes?
Sure. Yeah. What I can tell you is that when we the stats are really clear about this, in that when we install bicycle lanes on streets in Toronto and around the world, safety improves. And it's not just safety for cyclists. It's also safety for drivers and passengers, as well as for pedestrians. We see collision rates coming down across the board. And so for a city that is dealing with a road traffic, I think, crisis here with respect to road violence, I think this is something we've really got to embrace as a city and build safer streets, and bike lanes are a part of that.
Okay, I think that about sums it up. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, you bet, Libby.
Okay, bye-bye.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.